Is that your game? Engstrand. Is what my game? Regina, looking hard at him. What trick are you going to play on Pastor Manders? Engstrand. Hush, hush. Are you crazy? Do I want to play any trick on Pastor Manders? Oh, no. Pastor Manders has been far too kind to me for that. But that's what I wanted to say to you, you know. That I mean to set off home again tonight. Regina. The sooner the better for my part. Engstrand. Yes, but I want to take you with me, Regina. Regina. You want me? What are you talking about? Engstrand. I want to take you home, I say. Regina. Never in this world shall you get me home with you. Engstrand. We shall see about that. Regina. Yes, you may be sure we shall see about it. I who have been brought up by a lady like Mrs. Alving. I who am treated almost as a daughter here. Is it me you want to go home with you, to a house like yours? For shame! Engstrand, what the devil do you mean? Do you set yourself up against your father, girl? Regina, you've said often enough that I was no child of yours. Engstrand, stuff! Why should you trouble about that? Regina, haven't you many a time sworn at me and called me a fille donc? Engstrand, curse me now if I ever use such an ugly word. Regina, oh, I know quite well what word you used. Engstrand, well, but that was only when I was a bit on, don't you know? Temptations are manifold in this world, Regina. Regina, oh, Engstrand. And that was when your mother rode her high horse. I had to hit upon something to twitter with. She was always setting up for a fine lady. Let me go, Engstrand, let me be. Remember, I've been 3 years in Chamberlain Alving's family at Rosenwald. Ha, mercy on us. She never could forget that the captain was made a chamberlain while she was in service here. Regina, poor mother. You very soon worried her into her grave. Engstrand turns on his heel. Oh, of course, I'm to be blamed for everything. Regina turns away. Oh, and that leg, too. Engstrand, what you say, girl? Regina, pied de mouton. Engstrand, is that English, eh? Regina, yes. Engstrand, you've picked up some learning out here, and that may come in useful now, Regina. Regina, what do you want with me in town? Engstrand, can you ask what a father wants with his only child? Am I not a lonely and forsaken widower? Regina, oh, don't try on any nonsense like that. Why do you want me? Engstrand, well, let me tell you, I've been thinking of starting a new line of business. Regina, you've tried that often enough and never done any good. Engstrand, yes, but this time you shall see, Regina. Devil take me. Regina, don't swear. Engstrand, hush, hush. You're right enough there, my girl. What I wanted to say was just this. I've laid by a very tidy pile from this orphanage job. Regina, have you? That's a good thing for you. Engstrand, what can a man spend his halfpence on here in this country? Regina, well, what then? Engstrand, why, you see, I thought of putting the money into some paying speculation. I thought of a sort of sailor's tavern. Regina, horrid. Engstrand, a regular high-class affair, of course. Not a mere pigsty for common sailors. No, damn it. It would be for captains and mates and all these swells, you know. Regina, and I was to. Engstrand, you were to help, to be sure. Only for appearance sake, you understand? Devil a bit of hard work shall you have, my girl. You shall do exactly what you like. Regina, oh, indeed. Engstrand, but there must be a petticoat in the house. That's as clear as daylight. For I want to have it a little lively in the evenings, with singing and dancing and so forth. You must remember they are weary wanderers on the ocean of life. Now, don't be stupid and stand in your own light, Regina. What can become of you out here? What good is it to you that your mistress has given you a lot of learning? You're to look after the children at the new orphanage, I hear. Is that the sort of thing for you, eh? Are you so desperately bent upon wearing yourself out for the sake of the dirty